From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A 10-foot-high wave triggered by an earthquake has swept through two coastal villages in Indonesia. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports at least 23 people are dead and more than 160 others are missing.
The powerful earthquake struck last night near the sparsely populated Mentawai Islands off the coast of Sumatra. A 10-foot-high wave surged ashore on Pagai Island, damaging most of the buildings there and sweeping away numerous residents. The quake jolted Sumatra's western coast, including the city of Padang. Loudspeakers at mosques blared out tsunami warnings, and roads leading to high ground were quickly clogged with the vehicles of fleeing residents. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Bangkok.
The sound of police in Haiti trying to control people clamoring for essential supplies such as chlorine, soap, and medication as the country copes with an outbreak of cholera. Martin Asserki is a spokesman for UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. He says the outbreak appears to be stabilizing, but health officials and relief groups are taking nothing for granted.
The United Nations is airlifting chlorine bags to all water pipeline systems in the affected areas and providing overland transport and storage in support of aid efforts.
More than 250 people have been killed by the cholera outbreak in Haiti. President Obama is accentuating his differences with Republican lawmakers as he campaigns for Democrats in the run-up to the midterm elections next week. Mr. Obama says Republicans support tax breaks for some companies that are moving jobs out of the U.S.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to keep on giving tax breaks to companies that ship jobs overseas. I believe in tax breaks for companies like the one that I just visited, companies that are investing here in the United States, small businesses, American manufacturers, clean energy companies.
The president speaking in a rally in Providence, Rhode Island. GOP Senator John McCain of Arizona says Republicans should not get complacent despite predictions that they could take control of one or both houses in the election.
I'm a little worried about some of my Republican friends who are taking a victory lap about a week ahead of time, and indications are that, as always, the Democrats have a very sophisticated get-out-the-vote operation.
McCain speaking on CBS's Early Show today. There are more student protests today in France over the government's retirement reforms, but the crippling strikes in the country appear to be easing. Eleanor Beardsley reports that residents of one city in particular are welcoming back municipal workers today.
Marseille's trash collectors will begin picking up the garbage again after a two-week strike that left 10,000 tons of trash on the city's streets. And strikers at three of France's 12 refineries have voted to resume working. The country's energy minister predicted that 80% of gas stations would be back in business today. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
This is NPR News from Washington. Ford Motor Company says its net income jumped 68% in the third quarter. The automaker has posted earnings of $1.7 billion. The company's report tops analyst expectations, Ford benefiting from capturing a larger share of the U.S. auto market. Ford says it expects to end the year with as much cash on hand as it has debt, reaching that point a year earlier than it previously forecast. The Obama administration has given approval to the largest ever solar energy project to be built on public land. NPR's Jeff Brady says the 7,000-acre facility will supply electricity to cities in Southern California.
The Blythe Solar Project will be located about 225 miles east of Los Angeles. When all four phases are finished, it will produce about 1,000 megawatts of electricity, enough to power up to 750,000 typical homes. This is the latest in a series of announcements for big renewable energy projects on public land as developers scramble to meet an end-of-the-year deadline for lucrative tax credits. The land being taken over for the project is home to four threatened desert tortoises. The Bureau of Land Management says the animals will be moved. Some of the proceeds from the project will pay for 8,000 acres of suitable habitat for the beleaguered tortoise species. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Forecasters are telling residents of northern Illinois to brace for what could be one of the most powerful storms to hit that state in decades. The National Weather Service has posted high wind warnings and says some gusts could reach near hurricane strength. Tornado watches and warnings have been issued for the entire Chicago area as well as for much of the rest of the state. And there are flight delays today at busy O'Hare International Airport. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for